Welcome to the Church Apps Podcast.
Free software built by the church for the church.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Michael. And with me, as always, is Carrie. Today, we're talking about kids check-in. And I want to start with a story from our time serving together in children's ministry, because I think it really sets up why this matters. Carrie, do you remember the checkout situation?
I do. We have an elder, someone who had served at church for years, a respected leader on the board. And when it came time to check his child out of the classroom at the end of service, he did not want to show his tag. He felt like everyone knew him and it shouldn't be necessary.
And I get it. I really do. When you've served somewhere for years, it feels like a formality. But here's the thing. We held the line. You check everyone, every single person, every single week. And I want to explain why that matters.
Because it was never about him. It was about the family standing right behind him that nobody recognized. A new family comes in. They're watching how it works. They see this elder go straight to the classroom door without showing a tag and just pick up their kid. And now they think that's how it's done here. You've just broken the system for everyone.
And that elder, once we explained it that way, he got it. It's not a judgment. It's a system. The system only protects kids if it's consistent.
And having a good check-in system makes that conversation easier because you're not singling anyone out. The system requires a tag match. It's the same for everyone. The system is the one saying, no, not you.
So let's back up and talk about why a check-in system matters in the first place. Because I think a lot of smaller churches think this is something big churches do, and they don't need it.
The number one reason is custody. Not stranger danger, custody disputes. A non-custodial parent shows up while the custodial parent is sitting in the worship service. The child knows them. They're happy to see them. The volunteer has no idea. There's a custody situation, and without a system, there's nothing to stop that child from walking out the door.
And that is a serious legal and safety issue for the church.
Completely. A good check-in system prints a matching security code. One tag on the child, one with the adult who dropped them off. When someone comes to the classroom door at the end of service, the volunteer checks the codes. They have to match. Grandma, the lead minister, anyone, if the codes don't match, that child does not leave.
And that matching code system is exactly what B1 Check-In does. Let's talk about how it actually works when a family walks up.
So the family walks up to the tablet, they type in the last four digits of their phone number, and their family comes up on the screen. They select which kids are checking in today, hit confirm, and it prints a name tag for each child and a matching pickup tag for the adult. Fast, simple, no volunteer needed to run it.
And when it's time to check out of the classroom at the end of service?
No tablet involved. The volunteer at the classroom door simply looks at the pickup tag the parent is holding and compares it to the code on the child's tag. They match. The child goes home. That's it. The volunteer is the checkpoint, not a device.
What does it take to set this up?
B1 Check-In is a free Android app you put on a tablet, Samsung Galaxy Tab, or an Amazon Fire tablet. Both work. You connect it to a Brother label printer over Wi-Fi, set up your groups in B1 Admin, and you're running. The software is completely free. The hardware is a one-time cost printer, runs about $150 to $200, tablet $50 to $150.
Compare that to something like KidCheck, which starts at $25 a month per device, or Planning Center, which can run up to $200 a month. Over a few years, you're talking thousands of dollars just for check-in software.
And B1 covers everything those systems do. No subscription, no per-device fee, no surprises on your invoice.
Now let's talk about two newer features I really want to highlight. First, the custom background. Tell us about that.
In B1 Admin, under Attendance, and then Kiosk Settings, you can upload a custom background image for the check-in screen. A full 16:9 photo, your church building, your logo, your brand colors. So when a family walks up to that tablet on Sunday morning, it doesn't look like generic software. It looks like your church. That first impression matters.
And there's an idle screen feature in the same settings. You can set up a slideshow of images that rotates when nobody's at the kiosk.
So between check-ins, that tablet is a digital sign. Vacation Bible school, a family event, a volunteer need, put it right there where parents are standing every single Sunday morning.
The second feature is QR code guest registration. This is big. Walk us through it.
You enable it in B1 Admin under mobile, then check-in. Once it's on, a QR code shows up right on the kiosk screen. A guest's family walks up, scans it with their phone, and fills in their information right there. Guardian names, kids' names, phone number, email. They hit submit, then they immediately step back to the tablet, type in their last four digits, and check in just like everyone else. No waiting, no volunteer needed. It all happens in one trip to the kiosk.
So a first-time family can walk up, register on their phone, and be checked in within a minute, completely on their own.
That's exactly it. Completely self-service from start to finish.
That is a huge win for guest experience. All right, try it this week, Carrie. Take us through it.
Here's what I want you to do. Start at support.churchapps.org and get your attendance group set up in B1 Admin if you haven't already. Then go to Attendance, Kiosk Settings, and upload a background image. Even your church logo on a solid color is better than a blank screen. Then go to Mobile Check-In and turn on QR Guest Registration, download B1 Check-In on an Android tablet, and do a full test run. Type in your last four digits, check in yourself, see the tags, print, walk through the checkout too. Make sure the codes match. Do it before Sunday so you know it works.
And for churches already paying for a check-in system?
Pull up your invoice, look at the number, then spend 30 minutes with B1 Check-In. The features are there. If what you're paying for is doing more, keep it, but most churches will find it's not.
Links are in the show notes, support.churchapps.org to get started, and the code is open source at github.com/churchapps.
And if you've got an elder in your church who doesn't want to show their tag at the classroom door, tell them it's not about them. It's about the family standing right behind them that nobody knows yet. That's who the system is for.
Well said. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time on the Church Apps Podcast.